keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg, so he threw his crutch away. Big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. Big beat makes you act this way. Big leg, Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Since the world began, women have made a fool of men. Adam even went astray for Eve.
Ever since the day when men have had to grieve.
All women are the same.
Do, 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 do.
All women are the same.
Do, 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 do.
All women are the same.
Fooled you one day,
fuck you, the monkey man.
They all laugh at the golden rule. Women say each man is a fool. Listen here, fellas, take my advice.
Have a meal cool, but don't you treat him too nice.
All women are the same.
Do, 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 do.
All women are the same.
Do, 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 do.
All women are the same.
Hold you all
day. All they want is a monkey mess. They want to rock. They want to roll. They want to shoot to get loose and rack them back all night. They break your heart. They make you cry. Because you never, never do what's right.
Do, 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 do.
All women are the same. All women are the same. All women are the same.
I don't told you
all they funky, funky men.
If you fall, then shame on you. You better be on your P's and Q's.
Never have to sing the lonesome love of blues.
All women are the same. All women are the same. All women are the same.
I done told you the label
in the monkey man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the November 20th, 2008 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. You're really going to be glad you did. My name is Lou Rollo, and I have to my left, to your right, if you're watching on TV, a very special guest, Mr. Warren Tesoro. Warren, welcome to the Big Beat Show.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be here. Wow, this is such a cool studio you got here, Lou, man. It's great.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, the good news is there's going to be the new studio is being wired up right now as we speak, and we're going to be in there probably the next time you hear me, actually. So we'll talk about the schedule coming up very soon, too. But right now, Mr. Warren Tesoro came down from New York City to bring us some great rhythm and blues vocal group harmony tonight. And what did we open up with tonight?
Well, that was the Hawks with All Women Are the Same. And it really swings in. It's got that New Orleans shuffling beat in there, and it's got Lee Allen on saxophone, and Dave Bartholomew did the arrangements. And you don't hear that one very often. Like, there were two famous groups from New Orleans. There were the Spiders,
mm-hmm.
and then the Hawks. So you don't hear too much about the Hawks. You know, the Spiders got a lot more recognition, you know, with the Carbo Brothers, Chicken
yes.
Chuck.
Yeah, relatively speaking, of course, I played a Hawks record the other day, last time I was on, I guess, or 2 weeks ago, and I had one scheduled for the night, too, but...
Well, we'll play that, too.
I'll be on we're going to your records tonight. And that's a wonderful show opener. Thanks very much for bringing that. And we got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to do tonight, so what's up next? What do you have for us to play? Next.
Oh, how about the Starlights on Peak? Now, that was an Al Brown label, and I think, what else was on Peak? Maybe the Story Sisters doing Bad Motorcycle, right?
That's right.
And I don't know, these Starlights, I think it's Troy Keyes doing the lead on this, and how the guys got the harmony and the structure, and there's a lot of soulfulness going on here. A wonderful record produced by the great Al Brown.
Yeah, this is a great record. I've played it here many times, and I'll be playing it many more times. And let's do it right now.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's play it.
All right, here are the Starlights and Missing You.
You've got me missing you, missing the joy of kissing you. Wonder what boy is about.
What do we hear?
Well, first of all, how about that performance by Troy Keyes? The feeling that he puts into that.
He's the lead of the Starlights, you're saying?
The lead of the Starlights,
yeah,
a bunch of guys from Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
Tremendous performance. Now, the next thing I have coming up is a live recording of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
You don't want to do the one on Parrot first?
All right, we'll do the Parrot.
You want to talk about that?
We'll spin the record.
Okay.
All right, this one coming up. It got released, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. It was in the vaults. I don't think it was ever on CD. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's even on CD now.
Right, this is The Fortunes on Parrot. doing a song called Bread. It's about, well, you'll hear the lyrics. It's really got a rap in there, and the rap is so cool. And it was delivered by Donald Jenkins, the lead singer, who later was with Donald Jenkins and the Highlighters?
The Delighters.
And the Delighters, and who did Elephant Walk. Right?
Yeah, and Cortland. Yeah,
yeah, right.
And a couple others.
Well, this is probably his earliest recording with the Fortunes on Parrot Records, Bread.
Be born.
It takes bread to buy bread. That's the bread that keeps you alive. But the bread that keeps you alive,
the very same bread that will cause you to die.
Go for that, okie doke. Well, it ain't gonna be long before I get you some bread, or somebody's gonna wish they were dead. Well, everybody, you know they owe me, and when they see me, ooh, they don't know me. It takes bread to buy bread. That's the bread that keeps you alive.
Same breath that will cause you to die.
Pay me if you owe me, baby. Look here. Don't make like you don't know me. Well, don't let that bread make me go to your head. That's all, baby. You've heard what I said. If you ain't got no bread,
teenagers, and I promise to remember.
Holy Papa Cow, Papa Cow, Papa Cow.
I promise to be true.
Right here in the studio at WRSU, we heard Frank. No, wait, we'll get that in a minute. A couple things I have to say before we get back to Warren. I think last week, I actually announced the wrong date. I think I said November 16th when it was really November 13th. That's because I'm still following my old Etruscan calendar from way, way back. And actually, that's why the Druids threw me out of Stonehenge, because I'm still using that Etruscan calendar. So I have to use the regular calendar. Like, today is November 20th. If anybody knows what I was talking about, let me know. Let me know in a little while. Warren Tesoro, what did we just hear? That was really nice.
That was a live recording of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers live at the Brooklyn Paramount, and you could hear Alan Freed in the beginning introducing them, and that great tenor saxophone solo. It must have been Sam the Man Taylor with the big Alan Freed band.
That's right.
And for once,
Big
folks,
Al Sears.
For once, you could hear the Teenagers' harmony in there, man. They were, and you could hear what they were doing. I mean, most of their records, the harmony got buried, you know, because Frankie was such a
big voice, and they featured Frankie,
and you could really hear what they're doing, and if they're doing that live, you can imagine what they're doing on all their other records. The harmony was tremendous. Sherman Garns, very exciting, very exciting.
You're right. And thanks for bringing that. I'm sure the audience appreciates it.
You don't get to hear that very often.
Not too much. Nope. Uh-uh. And what do we have? You want to talk about something, or you just want to go right into this next thing?
Let's go right into the next two. Well, I think, what is it, Moonglow?
Yeah.
Moonglow, you know by the videos. Now, the other side of Trickle Trickle, and I'm sure we all know that. It's one of those records you get, and you flip it over, you realize, man, the other side is even better than the A side.
You're right. Nobody ever played this. I don't think anybody ever played this on the radio. I mean, back then, anyway, everybody was playing Trickle Trickle.
Right. Clarence Bassett on this one.
Yeah.
And who was before this was with the original Five Sharps on Jubilee, the rarest record of all time.
Ronald Cuffey. He's on.
Right?
He's a Ronnie Dig My Clothes. That's him. But want to play the other side right now?
Let's play the other side. And later on, Clarence Bassett would become one of the limelights with Shep. From South Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah.
The videos, Moonglow, you know.
Moonglow.
Yeah. to yacht.
5 or 6, I'm gonna fix the hole in our romance. 7, 8, let's get straight. Give me a chance.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That was Paul Himmelstein and the Heartbreakers on Vic Records. And as you know, Paul Himmelstein and the Heartbreakers won the contest at the Apollo Theater in 1956. And there's a recording of that. And Lou and I, we were talking about that recording.
Yep.
On Vanguard Records. And they won the recording contract. And that was the record, that was the song that was offered to them. They made maybe two releases on Vic Records.
That's right.
And I love the harmony on that number there. The group is really, they're really kicking.
What a great group. What amazing a great group. Yeah.
And Paul, too. What a tremendous. Yeah. 1956, the same year as Frankie Lyman. And yeah, he had a voice just like that.
Yeah, you're right.
A little freckle-faced kid. With,
yes, right.
Right? Yeah. From the Bronx.
Yeah, he's still around, too, but he just can't sing like that anymore, of course.
Oh,
his
well,
voice changed. Everybody's voice changed.
That's
stuff.
Understandable.
Hey, before we go any further, I want to talk. There's a couple of. Well, there's a movie about Chess Records coming out, which looks fairly good from the trailers, and it's, I don't think it's gotten any reviews yet. There's another movie called The Dukes that I want to talk about. They offered me what I talk about the over the internet. They asked me if I would talk about the movie, and I said, well, I can't talk about it unless, you know, I have it. So I've seen it. They wanted me to talk about it without seeing it. And they said they'd send me a promo copy, and I'm still waiting. Now, when filmmakers do not send promotional copies out, that usually means they don't want it to be seen. So what I did was I went on the internet and looked up some reviews of the movie called The Dukes. And this is not my opinion, because I haven't seen the movie. They didn't want me to see the movie, I guess. But the people on the internet who have seen it and reviewed it, unfortunately, did not, let's put it mildly, did not give it rave reviews. So I just thought I'd tell my listeners that, you know, you still might want to go see it, but I might too, but I'm not going to expect any big deals. On the other hand, the one Cadillac Records, which unfortunately has Beyonce as Etta James, and I saw her try to sing At Last on TV, and doesn't come anywhere near Etta James. No, doesn't come anywhere close to Etta James, you know, but she's good to look at, so I'll probably go see that one. Yeah. Okay, that's my comment for now, and believe it or not, Warren, we're almost halfway through this show. We didn't do anything yet. But
unbelievable.
I know. That's how it goes. What do you want to talk about, or play something next? What's up? No,
all right, let's play this, another great flip side.
Yes, it is.
And I remember getting this record in downtown Brooklyn. There was a little record store in downtown Brooklyn on Fulton Street, you know, where...
Hey, I'm going to interrupt you. Let's talk about you.
All right, okay.
Where'd you grow up and when?
I grew up in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Which is a very highfalutin neighborhood now, but there were projects there in Brooklyn.
Well, we know it wasn't highfalutin when you were there.
There were four-story Art Deco projects called the Williamsburg houses.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of groups in my neighborhood, and we're kind of proud of the groups that came from my neighborhood. The Fascinators, Tony Pasolacqua, the Five Discs were not too far from where I lived. And I met Mickey Zayas there, who inducted me into his group, the Larkings.
Mm-hmm.
We both went to Eli Whitney High School. And
that's where you started record collecting back then?
I heard the Night Train Show with Alan Fredericks,
yeah,
and he told me where to get the records.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Times Square Records.
Mm-hmm.
So there I was with my allowance. I don't know. I was able to scrape up maybe $2.
Yep.
How many records can you get with $2? Well, there was a dollar bin there.
That's right, there was.
And there was a 50 cents bin.
That's right,
And I got great things there, too. And what a great place Times Square Records
was.
You know, rare records.
And you've been a record collector ever since then, right? And you've been still collecting records.
Well, I worked in record stores
I
was able to pick up records all along. Well, every store I worked in. I worked at a great store in Jamaica, Queens called Triborough Records. There was an upstairs and a downstairs. Wasn't it great?
Well, I was never there, but I know about it.
They had a Spiders section in the 45s.
Yeah.
I mean, they were very concise. They had a great gospel section, jazz, LPs downstairs, 45s on top. I got a chance to hear everything. I think I'm running over a little bit.
No, you're not. I was just checking the board.
And then when I moved to I moved to Jamaica, Queens, I went to another school there called Woodrow Wilson High School, and I sang with a group there too. And I believe the Heartbeats came out of Woodrow Wilson High School. And
From Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah. The Belltones, who did I Talk to My Echo. And Herb and Brenda Rooney also were from that era, that same area, and they did Tell 'Em, and they were the big thing when I was growing up.
Now, you're a singer now, aren't you?
Oh, man, I sing. Yeah.
Since this is only a one-hour show, I cannot even let you tell everyone the number of names of groups you sang with, but just give us a few. And you're still singing now with a couple of groups.
I love singing. I'm having the best time of my life right now, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you. I get called to do a lot of things. Somebody can't make it, they call me.
Yep.
I know the backgrounds, you know, I've had the opportunity to sing with the Dubs.
Yes.
And I'm Nicky Addio and the Night Owls.
Yes.
And believe it or not, I'm singing with Kid Kyle right now, and I love doing those backgrounds with him. I love the teenagers, and I love the students. And I sing with Silk City, and I sing with the Larkins, and I have time to do all these things, and these groups really don't work that much, so I'm able to juggle my time between all of them.
Yeah, the time and the talent, by the way. I've seen you many, many times over many, many years, and I've always been impressed with
your work. That last show? That last show at the Mark Del Costello show?
Yeah, I know.
In Ewing? Ewing, New Jersey.
Amazing.
What a great show that was.
It was.
And we got the backup, the great Wade Morris from the Four Pharaohs, and Millard Edwards,
yes.
From the Shepherds. What a great guy he was.
Yes.
That was that lead voice on Island of Love. I couldn't believe it. And I brought my fellows, the Bravados, to back him up. Papafito and Jose Moro and me and Leon McLean from the Quins. And we just fell in love with those songs. And we fell in love with Ulis Mason's song, Forgotten Spring. And that was an afterthought. Mark decided to bring him down as an afterthought. And it turned out to be one of our favorite songs to do there.
Just amazing.
Just amazing. What a great show. We're still talking
about it. Yeah, and obviously you're going to be back here many times to discuss this further, but... But let's get on to this next song. This next song, the cello.
As I was saying, right. I got it in downtown Brooklyn at a record store. I bought Rang Tang Ding Dong, Japanese Sandman. I thought it was a cute record, and I love the part when they say, all you guys get to say the big things, and all I get to say is... I turn the record over to find out this was a great quality ballad group.
Yes, it was. You want to hear it?
You Took My Love, the Cellos.
Yeah, one more time. Yeah, that's
got to get the right stuff. For what you're both going to say together.
He keeps saying, you took my heart.
You took my love. You
took my heart. You took my heart. You took my heart. You took my heart. Hi, this is Mill Edwards of the Shepherds, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show, WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
Yeah, there's Mill Edwards.
Oh, what a guy.
Man. Yeah, what wow. a great, he was. He was a great,
great.
Guy.
I think he's the last remaining shepherd still alive, I believe.
That's right, yep. Of the second, there were two groups of shepherds anyway. That's
true.
The second group.
Actually, I brought the first shepherds record with me too.
Well,
we'll get to that later.
Well, if we have time, sure. Now, you want to talk about this? What we just played and what's up next, huh? The heartbeats.
The cellos. You took
yeah,
my
love. Right.
You know, it seems like it's like a mini concerto. There's so many things going on in that record. The falsetto and the two lead singers and the background going on all at the same time and the bass singer. Wow.
Just a wonderful recording. Thanks for bringing it.
Yeah, man. My pleasure. On Apollo Records.
Yep. Is anything else I have to say here? No, that's all I have to say. All right. You're up again. What's up next?
Well, this came out recently, too. It was an import of the whole record story. And on this import, I don't know how they did it, but they got the Heartbeats singing a cappella. Now, you're going to hear the harmony of the Heartbeats that we all love.
But you're playing a New Year's Eve record on my show now? It's November.
Well, that's right. We're just going to get a jump on New Year's Eve.
Okay,
man,
all right, we can do it.
However, a lot of people haven't heard this. That's why I decided to bring it along. You're going to hear Wally Roker doing his famous bass lines. Yeah. You're going to hear the great Albert Crump doing those tenor lines. And the fabulous James Shepherd. And the harmony is just tremendous. Without the band, this is what they sound like a cappella. The Heartbeats. After New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is over.
Do, 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 do.
I had a nice time.
Do, 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 do.
I'm with my baby now. And everything's fine.
Do, do, do.
Did you have a ball on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Did you make a resolution to the one you love? Did you tell her that she'll always be the one you're thinking of? Did you have a ball on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. Do-do-do.
It will come again, but a baby not too soon.
Do-do.
365 days, and maybe a honeymoon.
Do-do-do-do.
New Year's Eve is over.
Do-do-do-do.
I had a nice time.
Do-do-do-do.
I'm with my baby now.
Do-do-do-do.
And everything's fine.
Do-do-do-do.
Did you have a ball on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. Do-do-do.
It will come again, but baby, not too soon. 365 days, and maybe a honeymoon. New Year's Eve is over. I had a nice time. I'm with my baby now, and everything's fine. Did you have a ball on
New Year's
Eve?
Wow. Thanks for bringing that one, too. A little bit about that one.
Where are you going to hear that anywhere except for WRSU on the Big Beat Show?
Yeah, well, there are certainly other stations and radio shows, but thank you very much. We're hearing it tonight, anyway. Now, let's see.
We've come to the part of the show.
Yes, we've come to the part of the show where Warren Obviously, you realize he's a little bit off the wall now. He was off the wall enough to challenge me to a contest.
That's right, you pencil neck.
I wish you hadn't done that, Warren, because I just don't want to embarrass you. But I'm going to have to now. As a matter of fact, as a host, I'm going to just give you one last chance to back out of the contest right now.
So you mean to tell me?
Yes, I do.
That your record is going to surpass mine.
Right. And here's the contest. He said, Lou, let's have a contest of. He said saxophone breaks, but I said instrumental breaks in a record. He said I have the best instrumental break. Possible. And I said, well, no, you don't. I said, well, no, you don't. I do. So I've given him many opportunities to back out, and I tried to be merciful, and you just don't want to hear it. So we're gonna have this contest right now, and since you are the guest and I am the host, you're up first.
All right, this is one of the greatest...
Wait, before you even say it, I'm going to give you one more chance to back out. No?
Oh,
all right, okay,
oh.
All right, go ahead then. Go ahead. See if I care. Go ahead.
All right, this is one of the greatest instrumental breaks of all time. You wouldn't expect it to even be in the song. All of a sudden, everything changes once the saxophone solo comes in, and it really starts rocking. You'll know it when you hear it.
Right. I want the audience not to call up, but you make your own decisions at home. And, of course, I know what you're going to decide, but you can listen to this. You can listen to his also if you want.
Actually, you could email me. And I'm at bongos46@gmail.com. If you want to email me and let me know who you think won the contest.
Bongos46
yes.
at Gmail. Okay.
All right.
And they know that I'm Big Beat 2001 at AOL, so, you know.
But we want to hear from you, folks.
All right.
All right, this is my entry to the great instrumental breaks of all time.
The greatest, you say? This is the greatest.
The greatest instrumental breaks of all time.
Okay.
All right, Lou, run it.
You want to introduce or just run it?
Well, yeah, just run it. You know what it is, folks. You've heard it before.
All right. Go ahead, folks. We'll take 3 minutes out and listen to his instrumental break. Too. Go ahead.
There's you. And I go standing like my sister's a baby. Come on. Let's look at baby. We're gonna have some fun tonight.
Oh.
You
kiss, I hold you tight, because you are my heart's delight. I wanna tease, I squeeze, I please you, babe. Without you, what would I do?
Do
yeah. A kiss is just like fire, my heart. I have the one desire, just love, and be near you, babe.
Love so much, because I love so much.
Let's go and see your movie, girl, and make our things groovy. My heart's full of love, and I wanna give it all to you. I wanna kiss, a hug, a hold you tight, because you are my heart's delight. I wanna tease, a squeeze, a please you, babe. Without you, what would I do?
Do,
yeah. I kiss it just like fire in my heart. I have been one desire, just love. And near you, babe, because I
love so much.
Because I
love so much.
Because I
love so much.
Well, you know, that was pretty good.
Come on, by the way,
give me
some props.
I was pretty good. That's what you're going to get on that one. But unfortunately, it's not good enough. So that's right. That's what I'm saying, and I'm going to prove it right now, because the instrumental break that I have to offer right now in this great rhythm and blues flip side, the other side of "Come Back, My Love" by the Cardinals, is not just an ordinary run of the mill saxophone break, but this has a piano break that's just going to knock your socks off. By the way, you have to put your body armor. camera on if you're listening. And if you're driving, the state law is you must pull over. You cannot drive when this record is on. But it features a piano break by the Atlantic house pianist, actually, Mr. Harry Van Walls, known as Piano Man.
He's great.
Yes, he is. And we're going to prove it right now. Oh, by the way, not only is there a piano break, but right after that, there's a saxophone break, too. There's a guy in this place with sax coming in, too. So, let's live and listen to it right now. Turn up your volume a little bit, gang, because here are the Cardinals.
Two things I love. Two things I love. Two things I love. Two things I love. But never seen. As I wander from place to place.
While that was playing, Warren asked me how to spell the word concede. C-O-N-C-E-D-E is how you spell that.
Come on now.
That was pretty nice.
That was pretty nice. Folks, maybe you could email us and let us know what you think.
Yeah, okay.
All right? That was beautiful, the saxophone solo in there, too.
Yeah, I know. I wish I knew who that sax guy was, but probably member of the Joe Morris House Band.
Yeah, sounds like
I
the same guy who was on Honey Love by the Drifters.
That's right.
Hey, we got it. Let's slow it down a little bit.
Go ahead. Sure.
Because I'm I had to watch out for flying glass.
Yes, I know. I told you it's dangerous when that's on.
Here's one of the great ones of all time. It was only on a 78, I believe, on Roland Records. Am I wrong?
Yeah, there were some originals of this, and then it was repressed with original labels also, but there are legitimate 45s on this. Yeah.
All right. On Roland Records. Yep. You probably know what it is already, folks.
Yeah, it's the only thing on Roland. The other side is great, too.
Had a little French horn as a logo.
Yeah. So we're going to introduce the Dreamers.
No man is an island.
Thank you. tonight and forever. I'll be loving you forever. Yes, we'll be together.
Clifton Ayres, originally recorded by the Whirlers on Whirling Disc, Tonight and Forever.
Yeah.
That was the great John Clemente on lead vocals,
yep.
And that was the arrangements by Jack Scandora and his
yes.
Clifton Ayres. Now, I got to talk with Bobby Dunn, the original bass singer from the Whirlers, and he just loved the recording when I played it. Now, next up...
Gospel.
Next up, don't be afraid, folks, this is one of the greatest gospel songs of all time.
They're not afraid.
You're not going to believe the harmony in this. This is the Mighty Mellotones, and it's rare. It's rare. You're not going to hear this anywhere. Beams of Heaven.
Beams from heaven. Vision I see. Angels in the world. Beg it for me. Stumble this I'll get over. Realize I'll wait in. Get on!
there. Really nice gospel. By the way, I'm not going to be here next week because of Thanksgiving and the following 2 weeks because of basketball, but I'll be here on the 18th on the Etruscan calendar. I think that's the same in the regular calendar, so I will not be here. Subscribers will get their shows, though, unheard shows. Warren Tesoro, what a great time we had here tonight.
It went so fast.
I know, it does.
It's like a blur.
I know. And we have just about enough time to, like, announce the last record and get out of here.
The last record was on Ronnie I's. He was his biggest seller, I believe. In the early 80s.
And you're on this one, aren't you?
I'm on this one. This is Serenade of the Bells, Mickey Zayas, and Stardust.
Stardust, or on the Clifton label, as I recall.
On Clifton
it, yes.
Records, Ronnie's biggest seller.
Yeah. Warren, thanks again for being here. We got to do this again,
fairly soon. I'm having a ball. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome, and thanks, everyone, for listening. May harmony be with you until next time, which will be December 18th for me. And here's the last record of tonight, and good night.
In a sleepy town.